We were talking earlier in the show about piers, and we're aware that Widensea is trying its best to get a pier built. Let's talk to Sam Watson, Secretary of the Widensea Pier and Promenade Association. Sam, thanks for your time this morning. Morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Burnsley. We've spoken before.
Well, yeah, nice to talk to you. Where are you at with your pier?
We've got an architect who's drawing up the plans so we can apply for planning application now.
Right, OK. So you're hopeful this is going to go ahead?
Yes, definitely.
Right, OK. How much are we talking to build a pier, Sam?
Well, the Widensea Pier, we're going to build it in four separate stages. So the first stage will be like a promenade extension, like a big balcony going out, and that'll come in under 200,000, maybe 250,000, allowing for inflation.
That's not bad.
We can get that done within 2 years.
Right, and then ultimately, is it 250,000 a section, as it were?
The next section will probably cost in the region of 1 million to 2 million, because you're looking at going out into the sea. This is the first stage, will basically be on the beach itself,
right,
on land, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
The total cost, we're looking at something like maybe £8 million for the completed pier.
And who's going to pay for that, Sam? Where are you going to get the money?
Well, at the moment, we're raising funds locally in the Yorkshire area. We've raised over £12,000 already. That's paid for the feasibility study. It's paying for the architect's drawings. And we're currently applying for funding places like the Coastal Communities Fund to raise the £200,000 to build this first stage. Once the first stage is built and people see that it's a serious, permanent thing, then we can apply, I don't know, like the National Lottery funds or to the big players for the millions to build the extension, the pier itself.
Yeah, so the first stage gives you the credibility. If you get that far, you've got the credibility to say, look what we've done so far, now we need your help.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I understand. What would a pier do for Widensea?
Well, it's the poor relation to Bridlington and Hornsey at the moment. We have the beach. I mean, there's a fantastic promenade. There's things East Riding are doing with the promenade and the town are doing. But a pier on the Yorkshire coast, it'll be the only pier south of Redcar.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an attraction. It'll pull visitors in. I mean, one of my pipe dreams, you could do coast to coast, do Widensea in the morning, stand right out in the North Sea, jump on a coach, M62, Blackpool, stand on the end of one of their piers, do the full width of Britain.
Yeah.
It'll be unique on this piece of coast.
That's for the pier anoraks. Sorry, the pier hoppers, that one, Sam. If you're already by the seaside, why would you pop to the seaside in the same day?
Well, no, you could have breakfast in Widensea, tea in Blackpool.
Well, that's possible. See, would it be the sort of pier where you'd have an end of a pier show, Sam? Is that would it be a theatre on it, or what? Ultimately,
plans at the moment, we'd like to see a building on the end which promotes renewable energies. So that's your solar wind farm, your solar panels, your wind farms that are out in the North Sea, and maybe universities could use it for wave power, things like that. You know, it would be a unique centre in this area.
So more scientific than sort of artistic, Sam?
At the end of the pier, yeah. There'd be a cafe there as well. We'd have stalls selling crabs, rock, ice cream, you know, the usual seaside treats, but to get an energy centre at the end, that would be a big attraction in this area and in England, really.
Right, OK. And would the wind farm companies, might they stump up then? Is that what you're thinking there?
Well, once we get this first stage built within the next 2 years, we would approach Siemens, Dong, you know, the wind farm people, the constructors, applying to them for funding, because it would promote their renewable energies. You can see them off the promenade now, but you can go right out to the end of the pier. You'd be virtually touching them at one point.
Okay. It's interesting. Where can people of Widensea and surrounds read and see more about it, Sam?
Well, we have monthly meetings. We have a page on... we've got a Facebook page. We're in touch with the local press all the time, releasing press updates. We've got a website as well. And the Ruby Reds currently, do you remember the...
Oh, I do. Who can forget them?
Those lovely ladies, they did the first show of the Save Our Pier, or Bring Back Our Pier tour at the weekend, raised over £400. Any profits they make from this tour, they're donating to the Pier Fund.
Well, credit to them. Sam, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much. Sam Watson, Secretary of the Withernsea Pier and Promenade Association.